Aloha, this is Pastor Rich, and our streaming church service is about to begin. But before we roll that countdown, let me take a moment to orient you to our service, especially if this is your first time. Church Online is a place where we worship together now. It's where we hear a message that speaks to our hearts, where we greet one another and chit-chat with friends. Sometimes it's where we break down and cry, and where we pray with each other for the things burdening us. Church is where we meet Jesus. Well, today I hope you are ready to meet Jesus, and we encourage you to come with an expectation and to fully engage in this church experience. I can only think of one thing that would make this better, and that would be inviting a friend to share this experience with you. So as we're about to start, I hope you see that this isn't something you just watch. It's an experience you participate in. So let's get the service started. Welcome to New Hope Central Oahu Online.
Good morning, New Hope Hala'iwa.
Good morning, church family.
Hi, New Hope Hala'iwa.
Good morning.
Good morning, New Hope Hala'iwa. It's Gomez and Hugo. Welcome to our service.
Hola, this is Frida.
And Bobby.
Ready to worship with New Hope Hala'iwa?
One team, one fight.
Choo!
Good morning, New Hope Hala'iwa. It's your boy Grant.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Sit back,
relax,
and enjoy worship.
Ready to worship.
Are you ready to worship?
Are you ready to worship? Let's go.
Well, good morning, New Hope Hala'iwa. Pastor Glenn, Pastor Teresa, and Emmett here, wanting to thank you guys for joining us this morning.
And if you're joining us for the first time, we're in the middle of our series, When God Shows Up. So we're super excited to see how God will show up this morning.
So let's worship.
Woo!
Praise me, Lord, in the silence is the enemy.
serving in your sons and daughters, earth revealing heaven's wonders. Spirit come, Spirit come. What you spoke is now unfolding. All your children shall behold it. Dreams awaken in this moment. Spirit come, Spirit come. Pour it up, let your love run over. Here and now, let your glory fill this house. Pour it up, let your love run over. Here and now, let your glory fill this house.
Here we go, and we sing. Now the world.
Now the world awaits your presence. never runs out on me.
Father, we thank you for your unfailing love. The word says that if any of us lack wisdom, we can seek you, for you give wisdom generously. And so we ask, Heavenly Father, to help us walk in wisdom and grace. Now this morning, we lift up our graduates, and despite our social distancing, we acknowledge and celebrate their accomplishments and help them to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, to be kingdom leaders and influencers in this generation. Now teach them to not conform to the world, but to be transformed by your power. Equip them, Heavenly Father, to make a difference for your glory. Show them to live as salt and light in this darkened world. And help us, Heavenly Father, to walk continually in honesty and integrity. And we pray that our lives bring honor to you and that you continue to deepen our compassion for this world. Make our spirits open to every plan and purpose you have for us and grant us the faith to live it out. So today we praise you, Heavenly Father, for the resources that allow us to gather once again. And we declare that we live to worship you and you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, aloha everyone, Pastor Glenn here. Again, I want to congratulate all the graduates. And although restrictions do not allow us to formally have a proper ceremony to celebrate this wonderful milestone, I believe everyone will remember the class of 2020 and the unusual situation we find ourselves in. Just know that we are all very proud of you. And real briefly, I want to thank everyone for wishing Pastor Teresa and myself a wonderful 25th silver anniversary last week. And actually, our anniversary is May 4th, and we did have plans to travel to the mainland, but due to the restrictions, we got to celebrate with all of you here at home instead. And it was a complete surprise to the both of us. And from the bottom of our hearts, we are so very grateful. Thank you again. Thank you so much for making it special. God bless you, and have a wonderful service.
Good morning, church. Chris here, and I'd like to welcome you to service today. It's so good to be with you guys here on Church Online. And if you're checking us out for the first time or you've been here for a while, we would love to get to know you guys better. And one of the awesome ways we can do that is by filling out our online communication form at our website, nhgohawaii.org. There you'll find a bunch of different ways that you'll be able to connect with the church, let us know how we can pray for you, or even just drop us a line about what you experienced this morning in our service. And you can fill that out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Before we continue with service this morning, there's a couple of opportunities I'd like to let you guys know about that it's going on in the life of our church this week. The first is to let you know that the food drive that we were planning on having last week got pushed up a week to this Thursday, May 21st. So it's not too late to get involved with the Aloha Team's outreach in the heart of Wahiawa. That's this Thursday, May 21st. And if you're able to donate non-perishable food items, please contact Kim and Tony at 341-1732 or reach out to them via email at goalohateam@gmail.com. Also, in response to those who may be facing job loss or career change due to COVID-19, the Aloha Team is proud to announce Career Connect workshops with author and career coach Kara Hyman every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. via Zoom. For more information or to register for this life-changing workshop, individuals should visit the Aloha Team section of our website, nhgohawaii.org. And finally, Church Transformation Academy is set to kick off really soon, and I want to encourage you guys to check out the website, nhgohawaii.org/transformationacademy, to find out all the classes that are being offered this semester. I know that there is one for every walk of life, and that when you sign up, you will be blessed, encouraged, and challenged by it. So check it out this week. Sign up today. The best part about TA is that it is absolutely free to sign up, so go check it out. And with that, church, we're going to go into our time of tithes and offering this morning. It is an extension of our worship. So if you're checking us out for the first time this morning, I just pray that you are blessed by service today, that the Lord would speak and encourage your heart in a specific way. And for those of us that call this church home, here's a couple of ways that we can give. The first is that you can click on the word give at the top of your screen there. You can also go to our website and click give with Pushpay at the top, or you can text NHCO to 77977 and follow the prompts. And with that, if you'll join me in a word of prayer, let's pray. Father God, Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for everything that you've blessed us with. Lord, more than ever, as we go through these challenging times, Lord, we are reminded of your faithfulness to us, God. And we want to set aside this time, Lord, to give out of the joy and abundance in our heart, God, to bless you, God, to sow into your kingdom and for you to do amazing things with us that only you can do, Lord Jesus. And so, God, we pray for this tithes and offerings that you would use it, Lord, that you would change us through our giving, Lord God, and that you would bless every heart that hears you, your word this morning through Pastor Teresa, God. We love you. We praise you, God, and all these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Good morning, and welcome to week 6 of our When God Shows Up series. Today, we will be talking about the difference between success versus failure. We live in a world where people are trained from kindergarten to be successful and to aim for success. Just think about it. When you were at kindergarten, the biggest decision you had to make was how to go down the slide or should I go across the jungle gym? And as we get older, we look for opportunities to make those same types of difficult decisions in order to accomplish success. By doing a simple Google search of the definition of success, we discover that success is the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose. And yet, so many graduate from college, get careers, and are still wondering, why don't I feel successful? Maybe that's you this morning. Might I propose one feels a lack of success because they are looking at success from the wrong perspective? I believe we will never fully experience success until we define what success looks like from God's perspective. The great designer himself. He is the one who created us and would best know what purpose for which we were created. After all, if God created an apple corer to core an apple, how successful can it be in peeling a potato? I'm just saying. When God shows up, success has more to do with staying or abiding in a vital and real connection with him rather than ministry performance, moral perfection, religious observations, Bible knowledge, or even degrees or pedigrees. Can I get an amen? How many of us know you can say the right thing, but still be totally wrong because of the way you said it? Just ask my husband, Glenn. He can testify to this truth. The number one challenge for us has always been my tone. What can I say? I'm a work in progress. Hallelujah. How about this one? You can know a lot of Bible, but still live a fruitless Christian judgmental life. On the flip side, a Christian can appear to fail, but in reality be a huge success in the eyes of the Father. You say, Pastor Teresa, how is that possible? Well, look at the death of Jesus on the cross. The Pharisees and even the disciples at one point thought Jesus had failed. Little did they know, his obedience is what led to the greatest victory and success story of all times. So how does God define a successful life versus one that is a failure? Well, Romans 8 instructs us on how to live successfully rather than failing. The Apostle Paul describes this life of success as a life ruled by the Spirit and the life of failure as a life ruled by the flesh. Simply put, success equals spirit, failure equals flesh. Everyone has a problem, a challenge, a battle to overcome. And that battle is our sin nature. Romans 7, 18 through 24 describes this battle like this. And I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I'm not really the one doing wrong. It is the sin living in me that does it. I have discovered this principle of life that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart
but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am! Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Anybody ever feel like that? I know I did, and sometimes I still do. Almost feels at times like there's two people living inside of me. Just keeping it real, people. The good news is we all have the same answer to our same problem, and that's found in Romans 7:25, and it says, "Thank God the answer is Jesus Christ our Lord." When we came to Christ and put our faith in Him, we received the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit as a first deposit of our inheritance. Ephesians 1:4 tells us the Spirit is God's guarantee that He will give us the inheritance He promised and that He has purchased us to be His own people. Why would God do that, you may be asking? Well, He did that according to the Word of God. He did this so we would praise and glorify Him. God knew we could never do what is right in His eye through our own power. So He sent His own Son in a body like the bodies we sinners, we humans have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving us His Son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law or the penalty for sin would be fully satisfied for us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit's leading. So the key to our success in this life is don't follow your flesh. Instead, follow the Spirit. The choice is yours. Scripture tells us, therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you no longer have an obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you live by its dictates, you will die or fail. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. Be successful. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. We certainly will face a physical death at some point or another. Death is inevitable. And the decision you make to follow the Spirit's leading will determine what happens after death. But this morning, consider that you could be dead or dying right now. That's right, I said it, a dead man walking of sorts. Physically, you're alive, but inside, you're dying of complacency, apathy, and settling for a quote-unquote good life instead of living God's best life for you now. To someone who is very much physically alive, but spiritually and emotionally dead, that person who seems to have everything they need and yet feels so empty and unfulfilled and unsatisfied. Why? Because they have yet to discover that which they were created for, their purpose. On the other hand, I know success to be that person who seems to not have all the things this world could offer, and yet is so full of life, joy, peace, and passion, because daily they live out their God-ordained purpose. To me, in the eyes of the Father, that is success. To be clear, this kind of success will be praise and glory to God and will always include serving, equipping, discipling, and adding value to people. I'll give you an example of my daughter, Giselle. She worked her entire life with one purpose, to get into an Ivy League school. And we're so proud of her. We're so incredibly proud of her, of all that she accomplished from kindergarten all the way through high school, graduating with honors. And she did it. She made it. She was successful. She got a full ride scholarship to Princeton University. And off and away she went to Princeton for her first year of college. And honestly, that first year, she was a great success. She got great grades. The teachers enjoyed her. She did well with all her classes. But something on the inside of her was stirring. Something was not being satisfied about her divine purpose, the call on her life. And she came to a crossroads in her life where she needed to decide, do I stay and continue pursuing this thing that I think is success? Or do I really take heed and listen to the Spirit's leading on the inside? In short, she decided to follow the Lord's leading. She dropped out of Princeton University, which seemingly in this world is crazy. Nobody walks away from a $60,000 a year grant, and nobody walks away from Princeton. But my daughter realized that on the path she was on, it would never take her to where she feels called to be. And so she's returned home and she's flourishing in our family ministry and discovering how God has fearfully and wonderfully created her. She has a passion to write and to bring forth spiritual truths for people. And she's discovering the purpose and the plan God has always intended for her. And so I would say, where the world says she failed, absolutely not. She is totally, in the eyes of the Father, succeeding and living her best life now. You say, okay, Pastor Teresa, that seems easy enough, but why am I still struggling? What do I need to do from right now, right here? Where do I go from here? In one word, the answer is surrender. You will surrender every day. The question is, to what will you surrender? Will you surrender to your flesh, or will you surrender to the Spirit? Will you surrender to good ideas in your life, or will you surrender to the God ideas in your life? In every moment, with every decision, you surrender to something. Instead of just following your human nature, pause and pivot. That's right. Turn to somebody and tell them, pause and pivot. You want to binge watch your favorite show, but you know it would be more life-giving to read a book that will feed your soul and spirit? Pause, reflect, and ask the Lord, what would you have me do in this moment? Pivot in the direction of the Lord. This is the journey we make to go from self-speak to God-speak, which Pastor Mike talked about in week one. You see, we say all kinds of things to ourselves, but is it God's truth? No, absolutely not. We will know God's truth by feeding on His word, which is truth. You see, whichever we feed the most, that's what's going to win. That's what will get stronger. You feed your flesh, it gets stronger. You feed on the Spirit, it gets stronger. It all begins with our first step of surrendering and making Jesus our Lord and our Savior. So if you want to live that life of success in the Spirit, would you repeat this prayer after me? Say, Father, thank you for the forgiveness of my sins through the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. I choose to believe He is my Lord and Savior, and that His Spirit will now live in me. As I follow Him, I know I will live a life of success in you and for you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, if you said that prayer, I would like to welcome you into the family of God. Be sure to fill out the connection card so we can rejoice with you. And we're so excited to watch as God continues to show up in your life. For us all, I pray that we would take the time to pause, to pivot, and to pursue the Spirit's leading in the coming weeks so that we will live the life of success the Father intended for each of us, His precious children. I love you. I pray blessings over you. God bless and have a great week.
Well, what a powerful message from a very beautiful lady. And of course, understanding the difference between the Spirit and the flesh and knowing that we have the victory in Jesus Christ to overcome the flesh. Hallelujah. And so with that, we look forward to next week when it's going to be a call to action and learning how to live a life that is obedient to the Spirit, because as the Spirit leads us and us remaining obedient to the promptings of the Spirit always leads us to a very blessed life. So keep that in mind. God bless you. Until then, may the presence of grace and truth fill your heart and homes. See you next week, everybody. God bless.